KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Justin Finch. Another day of extreme heat expected. More than 90 million people in the U.S. are under some kind of heat advisory from coast to coast. In Hollywood, actors have gone on strike, a decision SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says is not a Hollywood issue, but a national labor issue.
Being replaced, being squeezed out of your livelihood, having, you know, artificial intelligence take over for you.
The studios say they offered a deal with historic pay. The district attorney's office in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island says there has been a significant development in the probe into a series of killings more than a decade ago. One person is now in custody. It's been the deadliest 6 months of mass killings in the U.S. since at least 2006. There were 28 mass killings in the first half of the year with 140 victims. This is ABC News. Nearly a million Americans will be getting a break on their student loans. It's a different program than the one recently rejected by the Supreme Court. Details from ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The U.S. Education Department is now letting 800,000 Americans know the government is forgiving their student debt. The reason? The government forgot to give it to them through a program that had pledged to erase those debts of lower-income people if they paid for 20 to 25 years. Government saying they made a counting error and are now notifying the people who should have qualified that they will get the debt forgiven.
Israel's top U.S. diplomat is leaving his post after 2 years, citing personal reasons. Tom Nitz returns to Washington next week, accompanying Israeli President Herzog on his official visit. A spacecraft from India is heading to the dark side of the moon. It launched today carrying an orbiter, a lander, and a rover, due to land later in August. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Scams are on the rise in Wisconsin, particularly northeast Wisconsin. Yesterday in Marinette County, a man called the Eagle Express gas station on Highway 41 near Peshtigo and pretended to be the owner. He convinced an employee to take hundreds of dollars from a safe, drive to Green Bay, and deposit the money into a Bitcoin machine. According to the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened around 2 a.m. Thursday morning. The man posing as the owner also told the employee to take money from an adjoined George Webb restaurant. The actual owner of the gas station was alerted by authorities and called his employee as he was in Green Bay depositing the money. The owner of the gas station is of Middle Eastern descent. The man pretending to be the owner spoke with a Middle Eastern accent. The employee says he legitimately believed he was speaking to the owner. Anyone that might have information about the incident is being asked to call the Marinette County Sheriff's Office. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
This is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope we don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Oh, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And guess what? Look at what the wind blew in. I'm joined by Dave from Mequon. He's in the studio. Good morning to you, Dave. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me on the air. And let me give you a quick compliment. You have picked out the best bumper music of any talk show host in the Milwaukee area.
Well, you know, I'm thankful for that, man, because I do put some time in it, you know, and you know, and so I think it plays a role in what we do. So anyway, good to have you in the studio, man. Let me ask you. Safe to say you're a conservative.
Yes.
Can you explain to me, man, why there's so much time and energy right now by conservatives on, you know, what they can say, what's in the schoolroom? You can't have this, you can't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're teaching this, they're teaching that. Mm-hmm. Why is there so much energy and time by Republicans dealing with what's happening in those classrooms, man?
Really comes down to religion. And what I believe in this case is that, personally, this is just my opinion.
Well, that's all it can
yeah,
be.
Right, is that I know some people that I associate with believe that Christianity is being attacked on a regular basis. And so the way to kind of circumvent that is to now what you're seeing is you're seeing some pushback now in schools and what have you. And unfortunately, I think the message is essentially being lost in the fact that I think there's frustration. That's number one. Number two, and you mentioned this before, so you have this crosstalk. We're having a conversation right now. Unfortunately, a lot of times, I think a lot of people don't want to have that conversation. And you brought up like taboo subjects and things. And there's certain things that people feel uncomfortable with. This is one of them, no question. And I think that the difference between you and myself, we can have dialogue on a variety of things. But, you know, again, everybody has their own opinion. And my firm belief is this, is that everybody is, you know, everybody has different things going on in their life. And even my wife would tell me this. It's like, sometimes you got to stay in your lane. What I mean by that is, don't try to push your maybe ideological leanings onto other people. When you do that, you run into trouble.
Let's get back to focus, man. You talked about Christianity is being attacked.
Yes.
How and where?
Well, if you look at some of the things that have been going on with like plays, some events, and I think it really comes down to the fact that
how is that attacking Christianity?
Well, because if you, I guess for lack of words,
well, you're not a guy who has a lack of words, right? So
I don't want to be in a run-on sentence. You know, it's complicated.
Not complicated.
No, I think it is because there's some people, unfortunately, that just feel that way. And what I mean by that is it's not – I personally – listen, I am used to having people have pre-notions of Jewish people, right? And sometimes – you have to have that conversation with them to say, okay, where did you get that information
but
from?
But don't you see that's the issue? That's the problem, people and how they feel.
Yep.
Just because people feel a certain way doesn't mean that that's what's happening. And what we have in the society today, especially people on the conservative leaning side of things, is I feel this way. Not that it's facts. Mm-hmm. But they feel that way. And so because they feel that way, they respond in a way that creates all this havoc and all of this wasted energy when there's so many different things going on in this nation that we need to be addressing. We're wasting this time. For heaven's sakes, a school teacher here in Waukesha was fired because she wanted to have poor little kids get a chance to sing a song dealing with the rainbow. And people, well, I feel this way. And that woman got fired. That's ridiculous, man.
I agree. But let me go back just a little bit to what you're saying here. So if you remember at Marquette University a few years ago, John McAdams, who was a professor at Marquette University, he was fired by Marquette University for a blog talking about,
I remember,
some gay issues, and then went up to the court, highest court in the state. And
hey, Dave,
yeah,
the difference is he's a professor in a major university,
right?
And he's not a preschool or a kindergarten teacher,
right?
Talking about, come on, man, something that should not even been an issue. But that thing has taken over, and it's all over this nation, and that cancer about people, about how they feel as if they're children. And somehow all of us are supposed to acquiesce to adults who, well, I feel endangered. I feel threatened. What is that?
Well, I think this whole notion of, like, we call safe spaces, I think that that's another...
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Okay,
and unfortunately, I look at it from the extreme right, extreme left. What's happening is it's like
the extreme left is not creating this, man.
Well, to some degree, yes, they are. I disagree with you, but I think there is definitely some of that going on. I'm not saying that there isn't anything from the right. There definitely is. what I'm saying is that there is also another association over here that believes, you know, in certain things. And, you know.
So let's do this. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I wanted to bring your attention a while back. You were mentioning about this poor fellow that got murdered
for grapes and banana.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, since we're on the subject of food, you know, this country, if it isn't making money, the poor guy may have been hungry. Anyhow, I wanted to bring your attention to a article in the Sentinel last week, I believe it was, on Thursday's paper, how farm milk
is being poured out and
dumped into our sewer system, and yet when we go to the store, we're paying $4 a gallon. Why can't they give that milk to poor people that are
afraid of liability issues, mm-hmm. Which is why they don't
liability,
give away.
But what would be the liability for?
Well, it maybe some person gets ill or gets sick from it. It's the same thing with all the food that restaurants throw away after every day, knowing that there are hungry people
to
who
me,
could
that
eat.
That seems like such a terrible crime. In Africa, people are there's drought. We can't give them. Somehow ship them milk. There should be some way to figure this out.
Hey, Don, I don't disagree with you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me go to you again, Dave.
Sure.
And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. These things that Republicans have chosen, wokeness,
mm-hmm.
What is that?
Essentially, it's a new, I guess, if you want to call it. No, let me explain. Basically, it's a new way of trying to say, okay, we're trying to, what they believe is there's change in the wrong direction. And no, what I'm serious is.
That's ridiculous, but you know how that sounds?
I understand that. But
well, then why are they pushing it if it's ridiculous?
Because we have seen some things, obviously. We've seen change in names with ball clubs. One of them being the Cleveland Indians.
Well, because the Native Americans think that that's an affront to them.
Well, you had the mascot.
And they have okay.
You had the mascot issue, but I think the word Indians itself is not offensive because
it's not offensive to you, but to Native Americans it is. Why can't we just accept that?
Because we as far as okay, so. The Indian Motorcycle Company.
Hey, Dave.
Is that offensive?
Hey, Dave.
Let's say
I'm not a Native American, but I respect the Native Americans. If they say it's offensive to them, then they have a rationale and a reason why. And so let's accept that.
So why is the Chicago Blackhawks, why have they not changed their name? Why do we name military helicopters, after Indian tribes?
Hey, Dave. You're a bright guy, man, but you kind of sound, you know, you're losing this battle.
Well,
we got to go to a break.
All right.
I expected a little bit better as we move forward. Hopefully, you got a colleague, CJ, who's going to maybe help you because you need all the help you can get right now.
I'll be all right.
844-967-89. We'll be right back.
Ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa.
Whiskey in the water.
With me.
hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming to Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming to Coosa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming to Coosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming to Coosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming to Coosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 86 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 84. Chance for scattered storms Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the mid 70s on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is none other than Dave from Mequon. He's actually in the studio.
I'm not a ghost.
Let's go to the phone lines, and Tom from L.A., he's relishing this opportunity. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning,
Tom.
Let me ask you before we get started. Isn't Dave struggling a bit?
Dave, you are struggling a little bit. I'm hoping I can help you a little bit.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm a little nervous being on this big microphone with the Zoom camera on me. Not used to that.
Well, I hope someday I can do that because that'd be great. But, Dave, what I want to say to you
sure.
is that so far you said that Republicans basically are about feelings.
Yes.
And really no factual stuff has really come up. And number two, you and I have agreed in the past about how we need to get money out of politics.
Yes, we have.
But the people on the right have not done anything at all. They have not put up any bills or anything like that to actually get money out of politics. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats have. So I would hope that you would join with me mm-hmm. again. And go to movetoamend.org and go to places like that actually are looking to get money completely out of politics and lobbyists out of Washington, because you and I both found common agreement on
that's,
that in the past.
That's correct, yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, number two, what is your definition of Christianity?
It's complicated.
It's not complicated.
Well, first of all, Tom, I'm not Christian. I'm actually Jewish. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Christianity, there's a lot of different segments within Christianity. You got Lutheran, Baptist.
As there is with Judaism or Islam, they're all fragmented.
Yes. But I think with Christianity, there's definitely even more, I guess, splits as far as ideology is concerned.
But Dave, my point is, You are saying people feel threatened that their Christianity
right.
is being ignored.
So I'm going to use an example. So one of the things that you brought up in the past, and I think you have as well, Tom, obviously money in politics is been very bad. I think it's affected both parties. But at the same token, the reality is we have all these different issues, and to Earl's point, that are more pressing. And now we're in this kind of quagmire where we have he said, she said
know,
kind of
I,
thing.
I know, but Dave, you said that they've changed the definition of words. Republicans have done that. Okay.
I think both sides have done that.
No, both sides haven't done that.
Well, let's put it this way. We look at women's sports. I'm a big advocate that I think it's wrong, personally, in my personal belief, is to have transgender people within women's sports.
But aren't there things more important than that discussion?
Well, it's important from the standpoint that if you look from a female standpoint and you look at female sports, it is being decimated by actual men that are going into that sport. I think that's part of, you know, what we're seeing here with some of this
stuff.
You're
struggling again. Priority-wise in this nation,
right.
Where does that rank?
Well, right now,
it shouldn't be at the top, but
a lot of parents are very upset with this Earl. I'm a parent. Listen to me, Earl. My best friend has three girls, okay? And two of them go to Madison. One of them, and the third one is going to go to Madison as well. And one of the things that's hard right now for women in particular is that if they go into sports, they potentially could be out.
If that's all people are concerned about, they're living great lives. Because so many American people, again, are struggling to keep a roof over their head and food in their mouth.
Yeah, poverty has ticked up quite a bit,
okay,
actually.
But why is that secondary to this debate?
Because the media is focused on that. It makes money for the media.
Well, it's because
No. Listen, when I'm saying what makes money for media? Disasters, tragedies, all that stuff. I mean, the worse it is, the more money the media makes.
Hey Dave.
Yes. Good field Earth, stories are very few and far between.
Earth to Dave. I'm in the media. We're in the media right now, right?
I get
okay,
it.
So,
your show is very different, though, than most shows. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because guess what? You're in the studio on the air.
Which is...
That wouldn't happen anywhere else.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
So let me do this. Let's bring CJ on. CJ, quickly. No, hold CJ. Hold CJ till we come back from the break. And it's not personal, CJ. Got to go to a break. Dave from Mequon, Tom from... Oh, Tom is gone. And CJ. We'll be right back.
AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.
Another day of extreme heat expected. More than 90 million people in the U.S. are under some kind of heat advisory from coast to coast. In Hollywood, actors have gone on strike, a decision SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says is not a Hollywood issue, but a national labor issue.
Being replaced, being squeezed out of your livelihood, having, you know, artificial intelligence take over for you.
The studios say they offered a deal with historic pay. The district attorney's office in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island says there has been a significant development in the probe into a series of killings more than a decade ago. One person is now in custody. It's been the deadliest 6 months of mass killings in the U.S. since at least 2006. There were 28 mass killings in the first half of the year with 140 victims. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Taylor Shabusiness was in court again today for a competency hearing. The woman who was accused of killing and dismembering Shad Therion in February of 2022 is set to go to trial in less than 2 weeks. Today's hearing was requested by her defense lawyer, Christopher Freilich, who brought an expert witness to testify that Shabusiness is not mentally capable to stand trial. That witness, Dr. Diane Litton, a forensic psychologist, says she is not. The decision on whether or not jury selection will happen on July 24th, or the trial will be delayed, is now in the hands of the court. A Green Bay police officer accused of hitting a man with his car is bound for trial. 40-year-old Matthew Knutson is accused of using his car to strike a suspect who is running from police. Knutson is being charged with negligent operation of a vehicle and misconduct. He is a 13-year veteran of the GBPD and is scheduled to be arraigned on August 21st. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All Frankie Beverly all the time. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dave from Mequon is in the studio, believe it or not. Before we go back to the phone lines, Calvin, can you play this cut? GOP congressman goes on wild rant on House floor. This gentleman's name is... where is it at? Because you need to remember him. Representative Eli Crane. Okay. He's from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Well, Mr. Chairman, though, that was unbelievably inspiring. My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay? It has nothing to do with color of your skin, any of that stuff. What we want to preserve and maintain is the fact that our military does not become a social experiment. We want the best of the best. We want to have standards that guide who's in what unit, what they do. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, they are not doing this because they want the strongest military possible. Gentlemen, I hope my colleagues on the other side can understand what we're doing. Thank you so much.
Mr.
So this man in 2023 referred to black people as colored people. And not only did he do that, but their argument right now with conservatives is, you know, we don't want people to get into the military through affirmative action or other set-asides. And this gentleman and many other Republicans and conservatives like him think that white nationalists should be allowed to come into, and I got some other stuff, you know, into the military, and that there should not be any of those types of programs, and just good Americans should be in the military, man. What the hell is that? That's what we're getting from Republicans and conservatives today. That kind of foolishness. This is not some guy that's 89, 90 years old. This is a guy in his 40s. He doesn't know any better than that? Well, clearly, these are the kinds of things that the Republican Party is pushing. And this is part of why it's so difficult to deal with these issues. CJ, you want to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Earl and Dave. Good to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I want to go back. Earl, you probably did not watch Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray.
I saw Christopher Wray.
He spoke of, pardon me?
Christopher Wray, you mean Christopher Wray, the conservative that was appointed by Donald Trump? That Christopher Wray?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
But I know it is, because it's fact.
He talked about how Catholic churches were being attacked. The FBI field office in Vermont put out a memo trying to put spies in the Catholic Church. Not to mention that Merrick Garland put out a memo about people and parents going to school board meetings were domestic terrorists and needed to be followed. So your reluctance to...
What are you talking about? He is a conservative.
The FBI is being politicized.
He is a conservative man appointed by Donald Trump.
You never denied the facts, though, did you?
What facts?
You never denied the facts that actually happened, Earl.
That a conservative, listen, CJ,
were targeted.
That a conservative, what do you mean they were targeted? There are people targeted. Hey, CJ, you want to cry crocodile tears and say that there's an assault on the Catholic Church in this nation? I'm sorry, I don't see that. Okay. And so because one or two incidences occur, I don't see that.
wasn't one or two incidents. Earl, you need to come to terms that you need to look further. I watched it on C-SPAN, the testimony of our federal
The FBI, based on what you say, is against Catholic churches, white Americans. That's basically what it is you are saying. Trump.
Not. I'm saying acknowledge it. I didn't say it. The FBI director said it. So, Earl, really, you got to be so definitively partisan to not even hear what someone that we count on our most trusted institution.
Hey, CJ, you can't on the one hand talk about the trusted institution and what they say, and on the other hand talk about defunding the FBI and Ray, and talk about how he's this and he's that. You don't see the conflict in that, man? Because that's what conservatives are asking for, to defund the FBI. And now you're talking about how trusted an institution it is. Which is it?
No, they're not, Earl.
They're not what?
They have accountability and oversight. They hold the purse strings, and it has been politicized. There's so many examples, and you don't want to acknowledge them. That's not my fault. That's your fault. So thank you, Dave, for going in there and going in and trying to convince Earl and Civic Radio.
He's in the same situation you are in. He doesn't have enough ammunition. Dave.
All right. So to kind of play off of CJ's point, if you remember, and everyone talked about this, remember when the FBI had 51 intelligence officials that said that the laptop with Hunter Biden was Russian disinformation? Do you remember that?
Calvin, do you remember that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, okay.
That's all we ever hear about.
That was not true. And there was nobody was ever held to account as far as those officials making up something. And so what that does is it breaks down the trust that we as Americans, and look at what the FBI did to Martin Luther King way back when,
Hey, Dave,
and to some of these other individuals.
I know all about the history.
Herbert Hoover was a horrible person.
I know all about, you know, the history of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is now people, Republicans, want to bring that up and say, well, see, look at what they did. They didn't want to bring it up prior to what they're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the issue.
But we have, okay, so essentially, again, there's nobody that's been held to account. And if you look at what happened, and there was this whole argument, and I'll go back a little bit further, when you had Hillary Clinton and there were subpoenas, and they literally took hammers to the phones, and she did the bleach bit, and there was no consequence. There was nothing. And so when you have this, when you have the other side of the ledger, people like on our side, okay, and we see there's no consequences, it starts to say, oh, my God, what is going on here? And so I think we have to look at the bigger picture that, you know, with some of these things, I'm not saying
that Christopher Ray is a spy.
Christopher Ray is a spy. But I do think there is a political bent.
And the 38 million FBI agents.
Most of the FBI, the regular people, and they arrested 71,000 people, something like that? They are doing, the regular people that are out there every day are doing a great job.
Yeah,
I'm talking about... we're talking about the hierarchy, the top of the...
That's not what they're saying. They're saying defund the FBI. When black people, some, and Antifa said defund the police, it was a scandal. But yet conservatives are running around talking about defund the FBI, and that's okay. Tom from L.A. Tom, you want to respond?
Well, Dave, first off, I don't think CJ helped you at all.
Hey, really quick, Tom, can I say one thing before you make your point?
Yep.
Sure. I want to say...
Don't cut me off this time, though.
No, I'm not going to cut you off. I was talking off air to Earl, the fact that you a few days ago were bringing up the fact with the blood donations and with the gay men to be able to finally donate blood. I'm a huge blood donor, and I'm very happy that Earl has taken it to where the civic media has implemented, where we're trying to get more people to donate blood because it's in serious short supply. And I commend you, Tom, for being a big advocate of that. So I just wanted to put that compliment
Dave,
out
are
there
coming
too.
Out of the closet? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, 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 no. Not at all. No.
Oh, no.
No, I'm giving you kudos to.
Okay, Tom, go ahead, man. Go ahead, respond, man.
Dave, I appreciate that. I just wanted to answer a couple things.
Sure.
One, my definition of being a Christian means walking in the footsteps of Christ,
correct,
doing as Christ would have done.
Uh-huh.
So when people talk about an attack on Christianity, the reason I don't understand that is because if they would have known the actual person, Jesus Christ, that's in the New Testament, they can read it in the New Testament, he would be the one that would be out there helping to get the hungry fed. He would be the one out there trying to get the homeless homes.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the one that, he would be the biggest liberal, the biggest
No question.
That there probably ever was.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys to go on, for people that are Christian to say, oh boy, they're taking away Christianity or they're threatened by Christianity. What are they talking about? Jesus was a big liberal. I mean, that astounds me when I hear that about Christianity. If you're talking about evangelical Christianity, maybe that's a different type of Christianity than I know. But I was brought up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider myself a Catholic.
So do you believe, Tom, do you believe that the Catholic religion is under assault?
Hell no.
No, man, come on, where's that coming from?
The one thing I will agree with.
You want to know what?
The one thing I will agree with in this segment, I do look at the Catholic Church and how, you know, we've had this whole definition, you know, it's big money. There's a lot of money that goes into the churches, and some of that has been
the richest organization in the world.
Yeah, and some of that, if you go to Utah, and you look at the amount of money that they have endowed, it's tremendous.
So I don't want to get off.
But anyway, my point is that money could be used for better purposes. I think I really do.
And Dave, I want to ask you one other question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you really think in Mequon, how many transgender people do you really believe that there are in Mequon and all of the small little towns throughout Wisconsin? How many people do you truly believe are either going to come out as transgender or even gay? Since I didn't come out to being gay until I was in college at St. Norbert my senior year.
I would say about...
So I don't... It's not something that... You know,
that rubs off on people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't rub off on people. You can't catch it, right?
Then cancel the Discovery Channel. Cancel some of that stuff because that's where people are seeing things about.
Listen,
that's
Hey, Tom, hang on, man. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 86 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 84. Chance for scattered storms Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the mid 70s on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
You made me happy.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a spirited final hour of the Earl Ingram Show for this week. I want to thank my good friend David Schmeckline, who's in the studio, CJ, Tom, and all of you. But, you know, I was saying to Dave, and part of all this thing with conservatives, you know, and Robin Voss, who clearly stated we're not going to spend any money on diversity, you know, tried to shut down $32 million in Madison. We don't want any diversity. We've had enough. We've reached our point. And we saturated the market, so no more diversity money spent on diversity. Hey, Milwaukee, you can't spend any money on diversity because we're discriminating against other people, so we're not going to spend any money on diversity. I'm looking at Congress right now, the debate on the floor. No money spent in the military on diversity. No money spent there. We've had enough. We're saturated with diversity. What the hell is that, man? Conservatives on a national level are attacking diversity all over this nation. I thought it was originally just Robin Dawes, but as I've been watching the conservatives in Congress debating the exact same thing, Dave, your thoughts?
Listen, we have a very diverse country. There's no question.
I think the
bigger question is this. Does that money really need to be spent on that specifically? When you mention we have all these other issues that are popped up with it.
It's peanuts being spent on diversity.
Well, okay. But again, if you look at the bigger picture, and we have poverty, we have lead in the water, we have schools that are not churning out, their proficiency levels have been stagnant and getting worse. Healthcare issues, I think the money should be directed because at the end of the day, you can't force an ideological idea onto somebody.
That's not an ideological idea. That's called justice. That's called fair dealing. That's called democracy. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. And those are things that that did not exist in this nation.
But the way you do that is by having the conversation that we're having today. And the thing is, that is not costing money. We're not spending millions of dollars to just have a conversation.
Hey, David, peanuts. The nation did a horrible thing. And it must atone, and it must do what's necessary to atone for what it did. And to say, well, we've gotten to that point now, we want to end that, is ridiculous.
I'll look at it this way. So obviously we don't have segregation in this country anymore. We don't have slavery in this country.
We do have segregation in this country. We live in a state that is one of the most segregated in the entire nation, Wisconsin.
Okay, so...
Segregation exists.
So segregation exists because people in general... Now, if you look at the African-American population in the state of Wisconsin, it's very small, relatively speaking.
That's correct.
And if you want to say segregation, that'd be like me saying... Well, most Jews live in the North Shore area of Milwaukee, and that's the truth. There are very few Jews, or almost no Jews on the south side of Milwaukee, and almost next to nothing on the west side. So I could say the same thing. Hey, we're segregated. It happens to be when you're a smaller population and a minority, you're more comfortable with other people that are like yourself. That's just plain and simple. I mean, it's a natural... thing. I mean, if I were to say, I could easily say, hey, you know what? We're segregated because, you know, we have this Jewish population pretty much concentrated, 95% of it in the North Shore of Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, you're struggling.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, you want to respond, man?
Yeah, Dave, can you just answer this one question for
sure.
me? If basically you have 15, you have a paycheck, which is probably around $32 an hour, if not less. And you got a family and two people with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs $15,000 for childcare.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $15,000 for medical care.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $15,000 for health care. And $15,000 goes towards your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is the solution for Dave, let's say the politician,
mm-hmm.
where that's not even before you pay your student loans.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where you have mom and dad.
Okay,
house,
Tom, we got it. We got it because we're running out of time.
All right. So let me answer Tom's question. So
quickly.
I look at what is going on where Tom lives in L.A. and the state of condition over there and the poverty, the homelessness. They've raised they have the highest state taxes of any state in the country, yet they have the highest poverty rate.
So I got to cut you off, man, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is there's poverty in rural areas all over this nation.
I understand
that. Let's go to CJ quickly. You got the last of it, CJ.
All right.
What? CJ.
You there?
Okay, CJ blew his opportunity. But here's the reality of it, man. You know, I kind of did this because to continue to hear the debate that Republicans and conservatives are making in this country is foolhardy. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It doesn't address the real issues, underlying issues that impact and affect this nation. And the fact that at the root of all of it is pettiness. And because people's feelings. And so nobody can deal with each individual's feelings. As adults, that's our responsibility. I don't expect people to cater to my feelings. To expect a society to cater to adults' feelings is ridiculous. And that's what is happening with the Republican Party. I feel like what they're doing is not right. I feel like they shouldn't say in the schools, I feel. Grow up.
We have gotten away from family values, though. And what I mean by that, though, is, Earl, if you look at today, we have a lot of children. They're with just single parents, and it makes it that much more difficult to raise a child when you only have one-parent households.
Dave, gotta go.
Okay.
Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank everybody for listening this week. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great weekend. See you later.
Pet Wants Green Bay takes time out to salute America's military working dogs. Canines have served in the military for over 100 years, and they still serve today. Never forget the brave sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. For more information and ways to support military service dogs, go online and search Military Canine Care. This message from Pet Wants Green Bay. For the freshest, most natural pet food and free delivery throughout Wisconsin, visit PetWantsGreenBay.com. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic I'm Media Jim app. Ryan.